From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. Incidents of violence and looting have been on the rise in Haiti today, with police in Port-au-Prince firing tear gas to disperse suspected looters. U.S. troops are working with U.N. peacekeepers to bolster security for relief groups and maintain order. Lieutenant General Ken Keene with the U.S. Southern Command says the number of American troops in the region will triple to 12,000 by tomorrow.
We have had incidents of violence that impede our ability to support the government of Haiti. Security is a critical component, and having a safe and secure environment is going to be very important.
Keene was on ABC's This Week. President Obama has issued an order allowing selected members of the military reserves to be called up to support earthquake relief and recovery operations in Haiti. The executive order permits the Defense and Homeland Security departments to tap reserve medical personnel and a Coast Guard unit that will help provide port security. One of the prisons in Port-au-Prince was destroyed in the earthquake. NPR's Amy Walters reports local police have shot and killed four men who were believed to have escaped from the facility.
The police had pulled up in a pickup truck, told these individuals to run out into what was actually a cemetery. And so they were actually running into the cemetery, and they'd shot them. They shot them all. And that's how Haiti right now is dealing with its security problem. The police evidently thought these people were prisoners, and the way they're dealing with the security problem is shooting them on sight.
NPR's Amy Walters in Port-au-Prince. The focus of relief efforts in the city today was coordination as groups tried to deal with bottlenecks in the distribution of emergency supplies. NPR's Allison Keyes reports U.S. officials are playing key roles.
During a telephone update, officials on the ground in Haiti said over 600,000 humanitarian rations have arrived in the ravaged country. 50,000 people were served by United Nations personnel in various parts of Port-au-Prince, and another 57,000 pounds of food were being offloaded from a ship for distribution. The coordinator of the disaster relief for the government, Tim Callahan, says workers are trying to set up more places for people to go in the city to get help.
We're trying to work hard to increase the number of areas that where individuals can go and receive food and supplies. There are radio stations open that are getting the word out.
White House aides say non-food items, including shelter materials and family hygiene kits, are also being brought in, and disaster medical assistance teams are being deployed to hospitals throughout the city. Allison Keyes, NPR News, Washington.
U.S. Special Envoy Richard Holbrooke says the administration supports Afghan President Hamid Karzai's plan to try to lure Taliban fighters away from the insurgency and reintegrate them into society. Karzai proposes offering jobs, vocational training, and other incentives to Taliban foot soldiers willing to switch sides. This is NPR News from Washington. In Chile, former President Eduardo Frei has conceded defeat in today's presidential election to his conservative opponent, billionaire Sebastián Piñera. Piñera will become Chile's first democratically elected right-wing president in more than half a century. At least 15 people have been killed in a suspected U.S. missile attack in northwest Pakistan at the country's border with Afghanistan. Missile strikes against Taliban and al-Qaeda fighters in that region have increased since the end of last month. Veer Singh has more from New Delhi.
According to local news reports, quoting unnamed Pakistani officials, foreign fighters were among those killed in the latest missile attack in South Waziristan, one of Pakistan's remote tribal areas at the Afghan border. The missiles were reportedly fired from an unmanned drone that targeted a house. While the U.S. military does not normally comment on drone attacks, experts say the United States is the only power that can launch such strikes in the region. The number of such attacks against suspected Taliban and al-Qaeda fighters in the remote mountainous region has increased since a deadly bombing at a CIA base in Afghanistan late last month. For NPR News, I'm Veer Singh in New Delhi.
On the eve of the Martin Luther King holiday, President Obama spoke of the slain civil rights leader at an African-American church in the nation's capital today.
Here we are, once more marching toward an unknown future, what I call the Joshua generation to their Moses generation. The great inheritors of progress paid for with sweat and blood and sometimes life itself.
I'm Craig Windham, NPR News in Washington.